Serbians voted today. At stake, the makeup of parliament and, some say, Serbia's chances of entering the European Union. Independent monitors say the pro-Western coalition of President Boris Tadic has taken a commanding lead in today's vote. Nationalist and ultra-nationalist parties are running far behind. For more on what this means for Serbia's future, we turn to Dejan Anastasijevic. He reports for the news magazine Vreme and also Time magazine. He's based in Belgrade. Hello, Mr. Anastasijevic.
Yes, hello.
If this result holds, it's a big win for the supporters of the European Union.
Yes, this is a great victory for the pro-Western and pro-European forces led by President Boris Tadic, and it's also a big defeat for the Prime Minister, Vojislav Koštunica, and the ultra-nationalist Serbian Radical Party. They were expecting to practically take all the power after these elections, and they were seriously wrong.
Are you surprised by the outcome?
Frankly, I was surprised. This result was not expected. It could not be seen in various opinion polls, and also it could not be sensed by the general atmosphere during this campaign, which was very, very dirty, very tense, and most people expected nationalists to win. It didn't happen.
There was a point at which it appeared that the Serbian nationalist sentiments would sway this election.
Yes, the frustration over the loss of the formerly Serbian province of Kosovo, which declared independence in February this year, was dominating the agenda. And this is why the nationalists were so hopeful. However, it turned out that people they sent a very strong message to the political leaders, and the message is we don't really care about the bygones, we don't want to get back to nationalism, we know it leads nowhere, we want to join Europe and live normally like everyone else.
Sounds like you're pretty excited.
I am, and there's a big celebration going on. People are on the streets of Belgrade right now, partying, the music is playing, it's really a victory for normal Serbia.
What happens now?
Well, now Mr. Tadic's party has won really a lot of votes, but still not enough to form the government by itself. So they will have to search for an ally. But they have a choice. They can join with one of several smaller parties and form a coalition. This will take a while, however, probably a couple of weeks at least.
Dejan Anastasijevic, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Dejan Anastasijevic is a journalist for the weekly magazine Vreme. He also writes for Time magazine.